The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Welcome to K-Rock, just after 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. How the hell goes it? We are Klein Alley Show. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming back for more. Make it worth your while this hour, as we try to do every hour, but some hours, let's be honest, they're not great. This hour, lots for you. I'm Klein, that's Alley.
Hi.
DJ Omar Khan, also known as the Audio Sniper. You got Jake the Nerd back there. Fact checker extraordinaire, podcast uploader. And current slayer of the ladies, which is something we haven't been able to say in a long-ass time.
Yeah, you know, somebody made a great point on the text line that I've been sick longer than Jake's been in a relationship.
It's crazy. It's true. It's really interesting. And she already has a tattoo about Jake, so go figure. If you missed that story, you should check out the podcast that goes with today's show. Wherever you get your podcast, search Klein Alley Show, and thank you for downloading, subscribing, and potentially sharing with others. It's the only way to grow this thing. In the back room, you got Postmaster Johnny, the Churro Chaser, and Vanessa. She's sitting there taking your calls right now. And a lot of people are on the phones because they want from us, understandably, tickets to the just announced When We Were Young Festival featuring Panic at the Disco, Blink-182, Weezer, The Offspring, and more. And yes, you'll have chances to win those tickets throughout the day at 9, noon, 3, and 6 here at K-Rock. But because we are the morning show and we like to learn a little bit about you and not just give you tickets for calling at the right time, we were wondering, because this is the reunion of Panic at the Disco. They said they were done as a band, and now it hasn't been that long, but they're already back together And there's already more excitement about it because they claim they wouldn't be, and now, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Do you have a story in your life of a split up and then a reunion that went well?
Like back together.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a relationship. It could be a job you quit.
It could be a band.
Said, F you, boss, I'm out. And then 3 years later, you're back working there again. I'm very curious as to any time you did a peace out, but now we are together again. And did your reunion have a happy ending? Or not. I guess I don't really care how the ending was. But just want to hear about the reunions. The times that you went away. I'm always curious about the couples that like get full-on divorced, live like a completely separate life.
They get second married.
Some of them maybe get second married, and then that doesn't go, and then they get back together. So we'll take your calls on happy reunions, and we'll send you to a happy reunion next on K-Rock. It's always interesting when a band calls it quits, especially if it's a band you're into, and especially if it's a band that you're into and you feel like they still have so many years ahead of them. It comes out of left field. And we've dealt with that quite a bit this year. Sum 41 said that they're going to call it quits after this tour. And they've been together 30 years, long time as a band, but it feels like they had their biggest year ever, so it seems like a strange time to say goodbye. When about a year and a half ago, Panic at the Disco made the announcement that they were calling it quits as a band so that Brandon could focus on the next chapter of his life, being a dad. It seems strange as well because they're a young band. They seem like they're doing well, selling shows. So what is it? And I think we even said at the time, are they just saying they're going to call it quits so that they can make a big splashy reunion? Because everyone loves it when bands get back together. Think of how many times the Grateful Dead have gone on their final farewell tour. Rolling Stones, farewell tour. It's been like 47 farewell tours, and every single one of them is exciting because people go, maybe this is the last one. And then they get back together, and they go, oh, I got to be at the first show back.
But we all know that every single one of those reunion tours happens because people get sick of their families.
That's right. That's the number one thing that they all have in common. I cannot be home with these people living this boring life going to Trader Joe's. I got to get back on the road.
And also, kids are expensive. So after a year of having a kid, he's probably like, you know what? Let's do a couple shows.
So we wanted to talk about reunions, happy reunions, because Panic at the Disco is back together again. They will be at the When We Were Young in Vegas. And Blink-182, another one of those bands that for a while we didn't know if we would ever have those three members back together again. It seemed squirrely for a long time between Tom DeLonge and specifically...
Mark Hoppus, right?
The two of them just were not going to talk. I mean, we had quite a few interviews over the years with either one of them where they just said, nah, not talking. No way, no
and
how.
And same with Oasis.
Another one that came back together. So today we're celebrating your happy reunions, and we will send one of you to the happiest reunion happening in Vegas When We Were Young. And that festival is not until next year...
Next October.
But you will be there. And let's go ahead and say hi to Danny. Make our way up and down these phone lines at K-Rock. Danny, what happened to you?
Hey, Danny. Hey, Quinn. Hi, Allie. So basically what happened was I am a twin, but I didn't know I was a twin up until like maybe I was 5 years old or so. And when I found out, I had gotten adopted. We both got adopted into different families. And my mom basically did the research on, like, who, I guess, adopted him because she wanted us to grow up together. And it seems that he actually got adopted by a distant relative of hers.
Whoa, so you were raised by your biological mom and he was adopted?
No. So we both got adopted.
Oh, okay,
different
both of
families.
You.
Yeah, so our biological parents let us go and... I got adopted, you know, with a lady, you know, she just took me in. She could only take me, and she knew that we were twins, and but she didn't know where my twin went. So when we found out where he went, it was actually one of her uncles that took him in.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Like a distant uncle that was like 3 hours away in San Diego, you know, and I'm like, you know, I was in like the L.A. area.
So you two, so you got to connect with your twin brother?
Yes.
And now do you guys have a real relationship?
Yeah, so basically my mom did the research and she found out. And so when we found, you know, that we weren't actually that far from each other, we connected. And then we were able to grow up together from like 5 years old and on. And then we lived together for a while.
That's a happy reunion right there for sure. Twins separated
at birth and then all of a sudden now they're back together again, being raised together like they thought they always should have been.
Juan, can you top that with your happy reunion story?
Yeah, maybe not top it, but I lost my wallet for about 2 weeks.
Go ahead. I'm here. This is my world. I'm with you. Yes, you may be a front runner. Let's hear what happened.
Yeah, can't relate to twins, but I can relate to this.
This is guy speaking my language right here. Go ahead, Juan.
Yeah, I have my Class A license for work, too, so it's a little more risky driving without that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find it. I actually had canceled my cards, and I scheduled an appointment at the DMV. And
it's the worst.
It was actually in my girlfriend's car 2 weeks later.
Oh, shit. It's the greatest feeling ever.
It was in the car.
Right, it's the greatest, though. Right between the seats, I'm sure. It's where all good wallets go to die.
What a beautiful back-together story.
God, no offense to that twin, but, man, that guy with his wallet, that really tugged at the heartstrings
right
there.
Just as exciting as Oasis.
Kimberly, we're talking about happy reunions now because there will be a happy reunion. Panic at the Disco, back together. When We Were Young, we'd love to get you there. What happened to you?
Okay, so in 1995, I was dating my boyfriend at the time. We ended up going our own separate ways. And then we got back together through Facebook 9 years ago, and we'll be celebrating our 5th anniversary on Saturday.
Wow.
So you guys dated, broke up for a while, kept the connection kind of loose on Facebook, and then one of you said, like, hey, still thinking about you, or maybe we should give this another shot, and now you're going to be married 5 years?
5 years on Saturday, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's also my mom's happy ending story.
Your mom has a lot of happy ending
stories. No. I mean, about her marriage.
Hard to keep track of
all of
them.
The guy that she's married to now, she had dated in 7th grade. And they met again many, many years later at a high school reunion. And now they're happily married.
Here's some of Allie's mom's other happy ending stories. There's one. There's another one.
So gross.
There's one. Omar, do we have any more or is that it? I think that's it.
Let me look.
There's one.
Okay.
There's one.
Clyde is just doing the same. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And
oh, that's the current husband.
Oh, my God. Let's say hi to
So gross.
Let's say hi to David. David, welcome to K-Rock. We're talking about happy reunions up for grabs, tickets to witness a happy reunion with Panic at the Disco back together after taking, seems like just a year off, but they took some time. They took
very
some
dramatic
part.
Year off.
What's up, David?
How you guys doing? Sweet Dave.
Sweet Dave.
Okay. So, 17 years ago, I didn't know I had a real dad because I had a stepdad. My mom said that he was not in the picture or whatever, but I never really knew him at all. So I got reunited with him about 17 years later. A month after I met my real dad, he passed away. And then at the funeral, I saw my twin brother that I never knew I had.
Are you stealing the stories from everyone who went before you?
This is another I didn't know I had a twin story?
That's so many.
I thought we were going to get another I lost my wallet story.
Did you drop the wallet in the casket? Because if you did, you're going to win this thing.
No, but yeah, like at the funeral, I finally got reunited with my twin brother that I never knew I had.
And, whoa.
Yeah, and then we're still together. We still talk on the phone because he lives in South Carolina, and I have a whole family over there with uncles and all that I finally met. Recently, and that's my reason.
That's got to be cool to think about. You know, most people get to a certain point in your life and you think to yourself, I now unfortunately know all of my relatives. And it's not a great mix, but these are my aunts, uncles, cousins, whatever. And then to find out that potentially you have a whole nother family you were unaware of, like a whole new crop.
Yeah, but my wife is adopted and she met some of her birth family and she wished she hadn't.
Well, that can happen that way, too.
You're like, whoa, I'm so glad I was adopted. So that can happen, too.
And Haley, we'll give you the final word. We got to pick someone and give them away some tickets because we're way behind, as always. But don't worry, you'll have more chances to win them again at noon, 3 and 6, and we'll do them again for you tomorrow as well. What's up, Haley?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to share mine. My best friend in the entire world was in the psych ward for a year and a half. She was released on Halloween of last year.
Oh, you shouldn't release anyone from the psych ward on Halloween.
On Halloween? What a horrible release date.
Terrible move right there. That sounds like every movie in the making.
We're also going to keep you in the gown. Go ahead.
You got a costume for free.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's a good way to kind of transition back into society,
okay.
I guess.
All right, go ahead.
It's okay, though. She came home in her grippy socks. So. Okay.
Oh, cool. Nice.
But it was great to see her. I wasn't able to visit her for like the entire year she was there. So it was just great reuniting with her, and that was our happy ending.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, Allie, we've heard a lot of stories. Friend stories, mother-father stories, couples that got divorced or broke up and then got back together stories, twins that didn't know they existed. Hmm. A lot of happy reunions to celebrate today. Which one do you believe deserves
to go? You forgot wallet.
I think I'm going to go wallet.
You guys going Juan and his wallet?
Yeah.
All right.
It was in his car the whole time.
His girlfriend's car.
Yeah, plot twist.
Hey, Juan, I don't know how you did it. We heard from a lot of great stories. You reconnected with your wallet of 2 weeks. And that, I think, is kind of fitting with this Panic at the Disco
thing.
Remember,
he had the Class A license.
Class A license. What a story. Class A story is what I say. Hold on, Juan, and we'll get you some tickets to the great When We Were Young in Las Vegas. And keep that wallet. You'll need it for travel. Don't worry if you didn't win. You'll have more chances coming up all day.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All week here at K-Rock. All of our lives, we've had presidents, and those presidents have had one thing in common, regardless of which party they represent. They're all human. And maybe now, with all of the technology that exists, and the AI, and the ChatGPTs, and everything else, maybe we are ready for our first ever robotic president that isn't necessarily going to make emotional, rash decisions, but they're going to be able to study billions of points of information at the exact same time and make wise choices for the future of this country.
And maybe they won't be influenced by the rich people around them that are saying, hey, if you agree with what I say, then I'm going to give you money for this. Right. And then it just kind of screws with your ethics, you know?
Pork barrel spending, I believe they call that. I don't know. That's a term I've heard before. I have no idea what it means.
They love saying pork barrel.
So we've got a very special round, a presidential round, as some people have already started their voting. Election Day is on Tuesday, and already a lot of people posting their stickers, the I Voted stickers, because they did some mail-ins or early drop-offs. Wanted to figure out if humans stand a chance in leading this country against robots. We've asked quite a few very important political questions to AI technology, and we're going to give the humans on this show a chance to answer as well, to see if the human approach is even relevant anymore, or will robots always have the better answer? So four very common questions that you've heard every candidate answer a million times.
In every debate, at every rally.
And each of us will get a shot as just a regular American human to answer, and then we'll see what the robot says, and we'll score this once and for all. We call this Man versus Machine, the presidential
edition.
See, I'm a human. See, I couldn't come up with a word. Had I been a robot, I would have gotten
presidential it. Pork barrels. Spending.
That's what I wanted to say. Jake, we'll give you a chance to represent humans first, okay?
Yeah. What is the best way to bring the country together?
That's your question.
That is your question. Yeah, thank you for giving us the question. You will be giving the answer to that question. What is the best way, Jake the Nerd, to bring the country together? The country's very divided now. There's been a lot of talk about that, maybe more than ever before. It feels divided. It feels like there's just visceral hate. I'm not just talking Yankees, Dodgers fans. I'm talking about all over the place. Rich, poor, homeless, homed, gingers, blondes. No one's getting along. So let's get to the real question. If you, as a human, were to be running things, how do you feel is the best way to bring the country together? Then we'll ask the robot.
Well, I think it's to stop saying so many negative things about the other side and not to demonize the other side.
Interesting.
Or people who disagree with.
So if you don't agree with someone, you don't say why they're stupid, dumb idiots.
Or they're the devil, or they're, yeah, or like, you know, just over-the-top rhetoric.
Right. So,
well, that is a pretty bad problem in this country.
It is a problem, right? This person and I don't see eye to eye, so I will immediately discount everything they said, hate them and hate their family. That's according to a human. Let's see what the robot says.
Bringing a country together involves fostering dialogue, understanding, and collaboration. Advocate for policies that promote equality and address systemic injustices to ensure all voices are heard.
Nah, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I know that's probably important what the robot is saying, but that does kind of sound like more of that political jargon.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they say a lot, but don't say anything. I like what Jake said, to be honest.
That AI, you're absolutely right, has a great political air. You know, just like, hey, I'm just going to say systemic problems and blah, 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 filibuster. And then you're like, wow, they're making a lot of sense.
And that's probably right. Like what this robot is saying, I mean, they have access to every bit of information on the planet. So what this is what they are saying now.
Bringing a country together involves fostering dialogue, understanding, and collaboration. Advocate for policies that promote equality and address systemic injustices to ensure all voices are heard.
That's like almost standing ovation
style.
That's
word garbage right there.
That's word garbage.
See, when the public goes, how, bitch?
Yeah, the AI's a devil.
It's funny how...
You devil robot?
It's funny how Jake's solution was not name calling, and then as soon as the robot finished, he goes, that's word garbage.
Yeah.
So thank you, Jake, for immediately abandoning your position. All right, let's go. Point one goes to human in this round of Man versus Machine. We go to point two now. Let's go, Omar. You're a successful investor in real estate, etc. You're the most financially responsible on the show by far.
Thanks.
So the question we will give you, which is the same question we will then give the robot, is what is the best way right now to invest in the future of America? How can you invest in America?
Okay, well, like you said, there's a lot of different ways to invest. Real estate, the stock market, business. But I think you have to invest your money in small business because that's how it's going to get to the most important class is the middle class. I think right now the rich keep getting on richer and obviously, you know, the poor aren't getting anything. If you make the middle class a little bit more wealthier, I think you're going to see a trickle down effect and maybe a little bit of the poorer people are going to get a little taste of that. So I'm going to say you have to invest in business, but in small business, maybe like entrepreneurs and things of that nature.
Wow,
that's an interesting answer. Omar, let's find out what the robot said. Same question. This is AI now running for president.
Investing in America can take many forms, depending on your goals and resources. Support or invest in local businesses, either directly or through crowdfunding.
Whoa.
However, whatever you do, do not invest in pie wine.
Oh, come on, you son of a bitch. That's a strong investment right now.
That's a sellout business.
That was smart.
Hey, Omar, you agreed with the robot almost exactly.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is, of all of the things that they could have said, they kind of said the
local
same thing.
Businesses. Local businesses. That's insane.
Yeah. Because that does stimulate local economy, provides jobs locally. And that's very interesting that Omar and the robot agreed.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say the trickle-down thing, though.
Didn't say the trickle-down part.
Because we know that's BS.
Well, regardless.
Nothing trickles down ever.
That's a tie. That's a man versus machine tie right there. So we're still up 1-0 on humans over robots. Vanessa, we'll give you this next question. Immigration gets brought up quite a bit. What do you think the first step would be towards...
Oh my God, this is such a tough question.
Addressing immigration in this country, Vanessa.
I have the perfect solution.
Okay.
Okay, take away the lines in the maps where the borders are. If there's no lines in the maps, there's no borders. Everyone can go everywhere. Solution solved.
That's according
solution
to Vanessa.
Solved.
She's a human. She's
problem solver.
She's a solution solver.
Problem solved.
It's funny that once again, I'm not going to say she loves Coke because you know where she's from, but she did mention lines quite a bit in her little argument.
I know, but she wants to get rid of the lines.
She wants to
Vanessa's going to snort all the border lines.
Oh, there goes that line. There goes that line.
Nevada gone.
Woo, Texas. All right, let's find out what the robot said in this exciting edition of Man versus Machine, the presidential debate.
Promote understanding and foster dialogue to build awareness about the challenges and contributions of immigrants.
That didn't really say much of anything.
I tuned that out completely.
Vanessa, with my map idea.
Vanessa, I love the map idea.
I think Vanessa won that round, so we get another point human. And it goes down to this final question.
Great answer.
Allie.
Yeah.
Inflation. You are El Cheapo.
Oh, it's the worst.
Inflation,
shrinkflation, all of it.
It's been bad. It's been real bad. It's felt bad. How do we stop it? How do we make sure that we don't go to the grocery store and have $300 bags of groceries that used to cost $100 2 years ago? Please give us the answer as a human, and then we will ask the robot.
If I were president, I would make the CEOs literally eat their words, meaning that if they are going to price hike an item, they are forced to eat that item solely. So if they're going to inflate the price of cereal, CEO, you're going to be eating cereal for the next 6 months only. All right? See how you like it.
Forces
so before
them.
They price hike an item, they have to know that they have to literally eat the words that they're saying to us.
All right. If you raise prices, that's your only source of nutrition, I guess. You're stuck with it. That will force you to keep it down if you want to keep going to your fancy lunches at Nobu CEOs.
Yeah, I also like the idea of getting rid of company goals completely because that's really what screws everything up.
Hey, we got rid of goals at this company. Look at us now.
Yeah.
Let's find out if the robot agrees. How do we deal with inflation?
Supply chain improvements. Addressing bottlenecks and improving supply chain efficiency can help stabilize prices, especially for essential goods. Also, Doritos Locos Tacos are always cheap.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a valid point.
He'll be my running mate.
All right, I guess humans and robots can coexist. Linkin Park time, K-Rock. K-Rock, Fun Alley Show. Thank you, Oasis. Check them Oasis tickets. 50,000 of them are no longer valid. They don't like that resell. All right, let's do takeaways and get out of here. Keep in mind, stick around on K-Rock 40 Minutes Nonstop. K-Rock starts with the Calaveras Moments, but more importantly, or as importantly, tickets all day long for the just-announced 2025 When We Were Young in Vegas. And you can win them at noon, 3, and 6. And then tomorrow, you can win them with us. All you got to do is be a part of our freak show. In studio tomorrow, 10 seconds to freak us out. A variety of different things have been pitched to us on the Instagram. Just go to Klein Alley Show. Search the post. Let us know what you would do, what you think you could do to freak us out. There's someone that claims that they have a glass eye and they would come in here and remove it. And then I think they said they can balance it. Listen, whatever you do that you think is going to freak us out or could freak us out, or you have something freaky about you, don't let us know, because you may think it's not going to win and maybe it's exactly what we're looking for. So do not be a stranger on the Instagram Klein Alley Show. We'll bring in a few listeners tomorrow to join us in here, at least until the lawyers hear about it and shut it down, so that we can get you on the air and then get you to Vegas. All right. Takeaways. What do we got?
510, my takeaways. You are gay. You are gay.
That's not what they were chanting, but thank you.
818, my takeaways. If Allie asks for medical advice, don't give her any.
Yeah, she doesn't want actual medical advice at all, especially from medical professionals.
310, my takeaway is Jake's lady is spiraling, and she's got a tattoo to prove it.
Sure is.
And 213, my takeaway is snort lines. Immigration solution solved.
Yeah, there you go. I think they would would love that snort line solution. A lot of those immigrants, they would love that.
Wow.
That's absolutely. Vanessa pitched it, by the way. It's her idea. Let's not forget that.
Well, she didn't say the cocaine part, but she said get rid of the lines.
She said it without saying it. What's your takeaway from today's show, Allie?
My takeaway is if the Dodgers lose, that's not rain, it's cholo tears.
We did learn about that earlier today from Roger, the Dodger hit. Yeah! Yay! Here we go! That's going to be a good day. Game 5 happening later today. So Omar, what's your takeaway from today's show?
I was going to do the tier 1 too.
Jake, you got a takeaway?
Yeah, freaks are ready on demand.
Freaks ready on demand. And we'll see you tomorrow in the studio for our Halloween show. Have a great day. Do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. If you need us in the meantime, GOAT line open for you now, 844-956-GOAT. We're going to walk down the hall and do a bonus uncensored podcast that we call Klein Alley Showtime. Last week became kind of group therapy. Who knows what will happen today? Check out the bonus pod and go check out this show as well. Bye.
That they feel that that they feel that